Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee, and on this week's show we have Sonia Grace. Award-winning author, mystic healer Sonia Grace is a spiritual teacher and energy surgeon. She defies time and space with her ability to spirit travel and work with clients wherever they are in the world. Sonia is both Native American and Norwegian. She is adopted on the Hopi Reservation, where she is considered a medicine woman. Sonia is the author of Spirit Traveler, Unlocking Ancient Mysteries and Secrets of 8 of the World's Great Historic Sites. In her book, she takes a unique approach to analyzing why famous historic sites, including the Great Pyramid, Stonehenge, and Tiwanaku, were constructed. Sonia sheds light on what the people and cultures of the past were doing at these sites and why, offering a brand new understanding of the events that took place there centuries ago. Sonia was featured weekly on Feel Good Factor TV in the UK. She can be seen on Gaia TV's Great Minds, Ancient Civilizations, Inspirations and Beyond Belief with George Nori and Coast to Coast AM. Her books, Spirit Traveler and Dancing with Raven and Bear, are the winners of the Beverly Hills Book Awards. Become an Earth Angel book is the basis of her Earth Angel training course.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay,
Sonia,
it's nice to meet you.
It's lovely to meet you. And Sonia, welcome to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so lovely. It's so hot here today in England. We're having a heat wave and it's just too much. Oh, it's
I heard from several friends that you guys were quite warm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I've got lots of beautiful questions for you. But the first one. This is a Great Awakening Show, and I believe that humanity, I know that we're always awakening, but I think that we're going through a great awakening at this time that has been prophesied, you know, for so long. And I think it's really fastening up. What do you believe? How do you see this? What does this Great Awakening mean for you and for us all?
I think that... Yes, there's a lot of people who are waking up, and there's a lot of things happening that are bringing a higher level of consciousness to people. But I'm also, because I work with people every day, all day long, on emotional trauma, emotional wounds, past lives, things that have impacted and affected them in this life, I see the same patterns of addiction happening with spiritualism as I see with alcoholism or drug abuse or any food addiction, any kind of addiction. So I'm kind of like walking a fine line in this industry, because I'm not one of these people who's just going to blow smoke up somebody's skirt and say, oh, you had an awakening and now everything is so groovy and cool. No, it's not. And I deal with this every day. People calling me and having had some spectacular spiritual experience, and somehow life doesn't stop. That should be a marker for how much harder we need to work on the internal process. And obviously we're all still here. We've got karma to work out. That should be the first and foremost path, in my opinion.
That's very true. And like I always say, I believe that, you know, collectively we go through dark nights of the soul, and it's many times we go through that. So you can awaken, but then you can go through another dark night of the soul. You know, it's not just rainbows and light and wonderful unicorns. No, we've got the darkness to release, you know, and it's like you do the work and then you get taken down again, and then you do the more work, and it's an evolution
it's
that goes on forever. isn't
It's a
it?
lifelong process.
Yes.
And I tell my clients that all the time. Because they'll say, "Oh, well, I did, 10 years of therapy, and I thought I was okay." And it's like, you know what? This is the process why we're here. Karma is unresolved emotional wounds. And so if you have lifetimes of being abandoned or feeling betrayed or some wounding that is repeating lifetime after lifetime, it may take the lifetime that you're in to resolve that wounding, to clear it. And I find in again, not to sound like I'm complaining, but I find that there's a lot of people who want instant spiritualism. I'm going to ascend, aren't I? I'm going to become enlightened, aren't I?
No.
Am I going to reach nirvana in this lifetime? And it's like, oh, can we not just be in the moment and appreciate who we are and where we're at in this moment? It's not about what we're going to reach or where what we reached in a past life. Really, not to sound callous, but I've been doing this work and teaching meditation for 43 years, and there's that part of me that's like, who cares? We just need to be here now and recognize what we need to be working on.
Yes.
And I people always say, what's the best way to do this? And I always say, it's meditation. That's how
Yes.
we get there. I know
Yes.
you know this, but that's how we get there.
Yeah, that is number one for me as well. Really is. Wow, 43 years, that's a long time for you to be on this path of helping and guiding so many people. So I can see that you've really, you know how it is, and it is a it's not an instant, some people rarely would have an instant awakening, yeah, and then they'd become a guru or something like that, but it doesn't work like that, does it? It's a gradual process, a gradual unpeeling away the layers, a gradual, and self-discipline and self-examination, of actually being with oneself and going within.
You just said the key words, in my opinion, self-discipline. I trained from the time I was 5 years old as a classical ballerina, and I danced professionally for about 15 years. And I learned a level of discipline being a ballet dancer that a lot of people don't get. And of course, unless they study music or they study some art form that takes discipline. And I'm a huge advocate, and I train people that people need a teacher. They need someone as that touchstone to understand what's happening, to really look at their lives and say, okay, I am avoiding that. I'm skirting that issue. And here now my teacher's bringing that up and pointing that out to me. But we're in this instant society. We have instant coffee and instant oatmeal and instant poof, whatever. We're gonna make it just instant. And spiritualism has fallen into that bucket. I have clients who say, "Well, I'm going to Peru. I'm gonna go do an ayahuasca ceremony."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Okay, and what are you gonna get out of that?" Well, I want to see. They want something that they don't have. And yet they come back from the ayahuasca ceremony having had an experience, but their life is still the same. They still have to work their job, drive their car, take care of the kids, whatever. And it's like I work hard to help people see how each day we can embody that energy, that light, if we just take the time to be
Yeah.
present, to be
Yes.
present.
That's so important. That's so true. I know people have done ayahuasca 15 times, but they're chasing this thing that never is out there. They're chasing some drug, some miraculous thing to heal them when healing comes from within. It's like The Alchemist, the book The Alchemist. He traveled all around the world to find out what was already within him.
And that's so true. That's so true. The the journey that we take to really come back to the center of what I call is our greatest mystery, and that's our lives.
Yes.
It is our greatest mystery that we have to solve. And
Yes.
I can't tell you again, so many people call me and I bring them to that place of seeing what happened when they were 6 months old, when they were in their mother's womb, that
Wow.
has set the stage of a lifetime of patterns that keep them locked in and that keeps them saying, why can't I get past this? Why is this happening? And yet that resistance to, oh no, my parents were great. Well, sure, everybody's parents were great. This isn't about finding fault in someone's parents. This is about learning that they were wounded people.
Yes.
They have their karma and their stuff they're working on.
Yep.
And our karma interfaces with that and becomes a part of that psychology. And that's what we inherit. So there's such to me, a bigger journey than just having these wowie zowie moments. Oh, I went to Egypt and I started crying hysterically. And it's like, okay, great. You tapped into some lifetimes here that were very powerful for you. But now what are you going to do with that?
Yeah. Or also, Sonia, that happens. And then the next day, an outside something happens, and then they completely go crazy. They haven't mastered. I believe we're here to master our emotions, our thoughts, our feelings, our
Right.
words, and our actions to be the master of that. It's so important. And to
That's right.
stay in that place where whatever happens, you take it and you assimilate it and you turn it into, into positivity to give out to the world. So you transmute that through instead of reacting. And so, because people just they say, well, I've had this awakening, and the next day they're back to being normal again. It's no, it's a constant, as you said, isn't it?
I love where you're going with this, and I absolutely love you. I'm so excited. I feel that all of that work, all of that understanding of the deep emotional wounds that we carry, the first and most important one is when our soul enters the body, we experience the core wound of separation from
Separation.
God. And
Yes.
so we're all trying to work on that first, and then we have all these other emotional wounds. But what I wanted to say about it is we are learning compassion when we're doing that inner work, and that's where compassion comes from, because we start to gain compassion for ourselves and for our parents and our ancestral lines. Because we're now looking at things from a much deeper place.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink, perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active, available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we can, it's so important to do this work so that we become the zero point. We dissolve that, we live out the karma, we do the work, and we become the zero point so that we don't push it on to the next generation. Otherwise it's going to carry on and carry on and carry on.
Right. And It's true.
And this question is so beautiful. Please tell us, our audience, what a spirit traveler is, for you are a spirit traveler.
Okay, so I'm sure your audience knows what astral projection is, and that's not what spirit traveling is. I had an experience about 25, 30 years ago. My husband and I weren't camping. We were in a cabin, and we were going to go in and make dinner. And it was so beautiful out there. There's a beautiful creek and mountains that I grew up, you know, camping in as a kid. I was so excited to be there. And I was sitting on this little bench, and I looked at my husband and I said, I just want to do a meditation. It'll just be a few minutes and then I'll come in and we'll make dinner. So he sat down on the deck and kind of, you know, held space. I mean, he's my protector. And so I felt really good being outside and that, you know, he was keeping an eye. So I went into meditation, and in my meditation, my body dissolved. It became particles that just merged with everything in nature. I was gone. My body was gone. And my guides, who are high angelic beings, were standing in front of me. They held their hand out and they said, "We want to show you something." And God, it was so long ago, it still makes me cry. It was like we went up and up and up and up and up, and it seemed forever that we were just going up into the universe. And we arrived at what they described was the center of the universe. And these beings that I know personally, that I call the Savrok, and they're the ancient ant people. I've written about them now in both Spirit Traveler, the first book, and my new book, Spirit Traveler, which we can talk about in a minute. But I went to this place, and there was sort of this milky white substance, like real milky white. And the Savrok looked at me and said, "We want you to step into this." You know, and I was scared. I was a lot of things. And I said, "Okay." And so I did. I stepped into it, and it was like instantly, it was so intense. It was complete bliss from head to toe. Like I was in this state of such bliss, I could not imagine ever coming out of it. It was so intense. I can't even describe it to you. And my guides, it was kind of like tap, 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 time to go. It was like, no, I was so excited to be there. Anyway, so we came back down. You know, I thanked the Savrok and was very grateful for having that experience. And we came back down, and it was 3 hours later. You know, it was so, my husband was still sitting there in the dark and, you know, watching over me. And I was so moved by this. And it was after that experience that my guide started, you know, telling me it's time to go, and my body would dissolve into complete particles of nothingness, and we would go, and they would take me back in time, you know, to sites that were sacred that nobody knew why or how was that built or what happened here. And I never said, I want to go here. They always announced where we were going to go. So anyways, I get emotional talking about that.
Absolutely beautiful. And that leads me on to your book, Spirit Traveler, Unlocking the Ancient Mysteries and Secrets of 8 of the World's Great Historic Sites.
That one.
Beautiful.
That
Please
one.
Tell us a little bit about your book.
But this is the new one.
Oh, right. Yes.
I have a new one.
Yeah, wonderful.
It just came out. Yes. So the first one is, it's really in depth. You know, the first part of the chapter, I talk about, you know, what we know. This is the known history. And then the second part of the chapter is the spirit travel of where, what I saw, what happened, who built it, why it was built. And the cool part is I have a podcast now called Sonia Grace's Spirit Traveler. And I'm going through a lot of these sites from the book and talking about them and sharing my spirit travel. So if you want to listen to something as opposed to, you know, sit down and read the book, it's great. The new book is called Spirit Traveler, Unlocking More Mysteries of Ancient Sites Around the World.
Wow.
And it's available on Amazon. And
sure.
In this book, I cover some really great sites.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
All about, it's all about, you know, dissolving that karma, working it out, doing the inner work so that we come off of samsara, the birth, death, rebirth wheel. Yeah, we come off of that and we're not born into this realm again. We go on to higher or more celestial, you know, experiences, multi-dimensional, you know, universes and beautiful other realms that we can go to.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with people as well, what keeps them, why do they, what keeps them from healing? You know, it's the ego.
It's the ego. It's the false ego, because I believe the human condition, we have an ego. There's no way around it. There is an ego, but there's such a thing as a healthy ego and a false ego.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people are raised in dysfunctional families. Everybody's doing their best to try and survive whatever wounding and trauma they went through. And subsequently, it builds what I call a false ego. A healthy ego is when we do the inner work and we start to recognize what who we are, what we're about, and that we're willing to set all of it aside. We're willing to get out of the way and just be. And you know, when people ask me who I am, my immediate response is I am nothing, because I know that in that process of being nothing and really accepting that I am nothing, that's when we experience everything. You know, yeah. So there's the ego layer that really prevents people from healing. And I find our society promotes that we hang on to stuff. You know,
yes.
Not only do we hold on to stuff like we're all hoarders in our own way, but we hold on to illness and disease. Well, I had blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we wear it like a badge. And it's like, no, let that go. Stop identifying with that vibration, because it's not serving you. You know, there's lots of things that we survive. You know, well, I survived another day. I'm alive. Great. You know, but I don't feel that I constantly identifying with the past or being fearful of the future is allowing us any room to be present and to be in the moment.
No. And that's, you know, the divine moment is all there is. There is only now. There is no past or future. Everything is now. And, you know, with the ego, we are not our thoughts and feelings and our ego. We're the soul consciousness behind it. We're the observer. Right. And we can use that ego, you know, to live in this 3D world of duality, you know, and use it to our advantage, you know. But once it overtakes us, then it starts wanting and needing and, you know, hoarding, as you said, onto the things in the material realm, when, that's not truly what, that will never, ever give us true happiness, because it's spiritual fulfillment, which is what every single person on the planet is truly needing, truly, truly wanting. Spiritual fulfillment, this fulfillment of the soul, you know.
Well, it is the experience and the acknowledgement within oneself that we're really not separated from God.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, what everybody's trying so hard to get to by, you know, doing mushrooms or ayahuasca or taking this workshop and then that workshop and then doing this training and reading these books. And it's just this, you know, giant spiritual smorgasbord that people can't stop feasting at because they don't have the discipline to sit down and
go
simply go into meditation.
That's so true. It's but it's like everyone wants us to, like, the powers that be or the dark ones, you know, look outside, go outside. Everything is outside. They don't want to, because if we actually start go within and we start raising our kundalini, you know, this is the most powerful, incredible. We are God's children. We are the goddess's children. You know, we are have the same power as the God goddess that created this realm. So, you know, this is just incredible. But you can only know it if you know thyself. And if you examine yourself and you go within to that place where no one wants to go, because it's the darkness within, isn't it? It's the darkness. No one wants to see the darkness within themselves.
It's the pain. It's the pain within.
That's
it's
right.
It's the guilt and the shame and the you know, resentment.
But we have to go within to shine it, to shine the light on
it. Yeah, we do.
Bring it to
we
the
do.
Surface.
And we have to come to terms with what I think is the biggest experience we can have. And I do this with all my cancer patients. If we don't learn forgiveness at a very deep feeling level, then we're not going to heal. And forgiveness with oneself first and foremost. And, you know, forgiveness has been sold down the river in lots of religions, and we all know the word. And, you know, people are very trivial about, oh, I forgave her a long time ago. But there was never any connection to feeling that forgiveness in the body. And that's when the healing starts to take place, when people can really accept that they need to forgive that person. I love you. I forgive you. Please forgive me. And wrap them up in a big cocoon of love from your heart. That's one of the best things people can do for healing.
Yeah. And to realize that you've got to forgive yourself, because everything in your life has been self-created by you. And this is a big thing for people to realize, because they want to blame outside. Yeah. Oh, no, it was my wife. No, it was my boss. No, it was them over there in that country that has made my life as it is, which is completely wrong. Everything in our life is self-created, and we have to take on that responsibility of that. You know, that's why I'm going back to what I said before, becoming the master of your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, because everything you give out through your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions will cause a reaction. You know, that it will cause a reaction. And I did an amazing interview with a professor who has interviewed 500 people who died and came back to life, Professor Hodgson. And he said the life review is so profound, like when the soul passes over, the most profound thing is what you did and what you gave out to others, because it just doesn't stop with that one person. You say one thing to that one person in a negative way, then it goes out and it's like a ripple effect. It will go to the next person. The next person will do it to the next person. The next person will give, until it meets with an aware, awakened soul who transmutes that into love. So therefore you've hurt not just one person, but many. By your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. So it's so important. I believe it was profound when he told me that. It just knocked me. You know, I was like, wow, the ripple effect.
Years ago, I was doing a session with a woman whose father had died. And I see everything on the other side. There he was standing in my office. And I said, she asked the question, what happened when you died? And he said, well, you know, I went up in what appeared to be a tunnel of light. And my mom and dad and, you know, other relatives were there helping me along the way. And I had my sit down with God. And it was like a review. But he said, God didn't ask me what I'd accomplished in my life. What God asked me was, how much did I love?
Yes,
and he said, I recounted that I loved you and your brother and your mother, but that was my list. Yeah. And God said, when you love those three people as much as you did, what you need to now learn is that love is meant for everyone around the world, that you need to love everyone that much. And I've shared that message from that session, you know, 40 years ago with so many people, because we get hung up on the accolades of, you know, I'm a professor, I'm a doctor, I'm a nurse, I'm a this, I'm a that. And it matters, sure, in the moment it matters. We all have value and purpose, but it doesn't matter in the big scheme, because really what we're here to do, besides work through our karma, is to love at the deepest level of our being and to bring that divine love from God to our bodies and make it real on earth.
That's right. And be of service to humanity, to spread that love. That's why I believe this is a real time. This Great Awakening is a time of unity consciousness of all of our brothers and sisters around the world, waking up, coming together, and love awareness. You know, it really, it's so beautiful. Could I ask you, what does ascension mean to you?
Oh, so many people have asked me that question. I find it an interesting question. Ascension means to me what happens to us when we die. We ascend and go to God.
Yeah.
I feel, and I don't want to offend anyone by saying this, but being in this industry for as long as I've been in it and in the trenches with, 8 to 12 people a day. I've talked to over a million people in my career. I feel that the word ascension has become sort of this this vehicle for the spiritual community to attach to. Oh, I'm ascending. And
yes.
It's like, no, you're not dying right now.
Yeah.
Right here.
But can I ask you?
Yep.
We can have enlightenment while we are in the body now.
Yes, of course we can.
So instead of being enlightened when we die, which is what we're going to be anyway, but this is what the yogis, we can have that now.
Yeah.
And so for me as well, you can have an ascension of heightening your vibration through that while
Correct.
We are in life to go in, to raise your vibration. And, I think that's beautiful if we can achieve
No,
that.
And I agree with you. I think that there's different levels,
yeah.
of raising one's frequency that's very important, and that people are having that experience.
Yeah.
For me personally, because, I think of ascension and I think of Jesus,
yeah,
I think
yeah, yeah.
of ascending in a way that
resurrecting in his light
that
body,
is,
in his light body.
That someone has reached a state of consciousness that that I think is very special. It's super it's not the norm. Let me put
Yeah.
it that way.
No, no, no.
And that,
no.
Yes, that each
And
one of us
everyone says it as normal, oh, I'm ascending. No. Yeah, it's a little bit more than that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and just like people saying, that they're enlightened. I've just heard so much stuff in this industry that I feel is driven by a false ego,
Yeah.
and I feel very I have a client who's a Buddhist nun, and her teacher is very old. He's like 96, and in my own meditation, I have sat in front of him, and he always acknowledges and sees me there, and we have conversations, and I'm so humbled by him, because I know that he's powerful, he's enlightened, he's very much a teacher for the people, and there's no fanfare about it. There's no Facebook post
humbleness.
About it. There's no,
humbleness.
Hey, come be ascended with me.
Yeah.
I mean? He's just, nobody knows who he is. He's super, super humble. And I love that. I think that we lose that again in the spiritual community because there's still so much ego involved.
That's right. And that's the problem. That's the problem. There should be no hierarchy. We're just all on different levels of evolution, but there is no, hierarchy in the spiritual evolution. We're all the same on that soul level. We all have the same soul as God. And that brings me on. What, how do you, for you, what or who is God, Goddess, or the Creator? How do you see that?
This is not a trick question. God to me is the divine love energy in a form that we don't even understand as humans, that is so high and so enlightened and so powerful that in this human experience, as an infinite soul, we're all infinite souls having a human experience. We are helped if we remember that, and we are able to turn things over to that higher power, because as humans and being so young, we're only about 4 years old as a species, we often don't know how to do things or how to manage things. And it's a much better practice, in my opinion, to turn something over to God because God is a fantastic producer, choreographer, and director of all things.
Creator, yeah.
And the goddess to me is the earth. It is that,
yeah.
It is that soul connection that we all have with her. And that's why ultimately we're here. We incarnate where she is.
Yes.
As infinite souls, we come back to the earth because we are tied to her. We get so confused about soulmates and twin flames and all this stuff about each other, when in fact what we should be focused on is our relationship with her.
Yes, the mother.
She's the one, great the mother. Mother. She's the one who's going to ground our energy and help us to actually expand and be all that we can be on this planet.
You know, what I believe, I feel like we are all fallen, risen earth angels, because we come from, you know, the Father, come dense, our soul becomes denser and denser as it comes through the realms onto the mother, and we are here to learn about the mother. She teaches us, you know, when I started going into nature, that's when I really started having more depth in my awakening and understanding of, you know, all things, because she was calling, she called me back. She called back my soul parts, you know, that I'd given away. And it's so beautiful. So we learn about the mother and she heals us. And then we get, when we're ready for the ascension, we go up to the Father. So it's two, isn't it? The Shakti and the Shiva come together.
That's right.
You know, in that union, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. I agree with you. And I think that God is very real, very much a part of our cosmology, and that we all carry the God particle within us.
Yes.
But it does not, in the way that a human wants to express that or experience that, it does not necessarily mean, in my opinion, that I am God, because that just goes into the whole ego thing.
It
means that I carry that particle.
We are children, children of the one, children.
And that it allows me to connect with divine love, to bring, I am a vessel, you're a vessel, everyone is a vessel, to bring that divine love and that earth energy together at the heart, which creates a riot of incredible experiences, art being the biggest one.
Yeah.
Art is an expression of that divine love and earth energy meeting at the heart. Yeah. And if we are truly living our lives as these vessels, that we're stepping out of the way and our infinite soul is acknowledging, I need to bring this divine love and this earth energy together and express it from my heart. Yes. Then we're in service.
That's correct. Because we're just channels. We're just channels, and we are bringing it through us onto the earth, and that's how the divine experiences through us.
Yes.
So that's why some people, they just say, "Oh no, you know, leave it up to God. I'm going to pray, and God will sort it out." No, we have to bring it through us and, you know, speak it out, act it out, you know, do these things, do God's work, you know, feel it out, think it out. We have to do that. We can't just leave it all up and not do anything. Oh, God will sort it out. No, we use God's energy, the power, and the goddess's power to come through us to either serve for the good or serve in a negative way. It's always our choice.
And the healing work that I do is really based on what we're talking about. It's me getting out of the way and God's energy and the goddess energy coming through me, and I'm working. So, wonderful. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Wonderful. That's so great. That's so good. Yeah. Wow. And can I just ask the last question? How do you see humanity in the next, what do you see for humanity in the next 20 years?
Well, I see humanity really in the dark night of the soul right now,
Yes, that's what I'm feeling.
battling. It's like we're in a Star Wars movie, and we're all thinking, oh, the Death Star is going to take over, but we believe in the Force, and we're going to fight it out. And I don't mean that in a violent way. I just mean I think in every country, in every society of people, we're all going through the same thing. We're all feeling the duality split apart, and the good has become really good, and the bad has become
Become
really
really,
bad. And the calling that we are being asked by a much higher power is to learn how to stay in the middle and to not measure things outside of ourselves. Oh, that's really good. Oh, no, that's really bad. But to find that measuring system within our soul body and to stay in the center, to be in the middle of all of this stuff going on.
The middle
Because the
path.
more that we stay in the center, the more we access our own inner peace. And when we're in a state of peace, that's what we start to manifest in the world.
That is so beautiful and so true and profound. And what is your message to the world?
Stay in the center.
That's right.
Yeah, meditate, meditate.
Because
And
meditate brings
find,
balance. Meditation brings balance.
yes, and find that place, that inner peace. I have once a month a meditation peace project on Zoom where I take people into meditation and we go really, really deep and we go into inner peace and we hold that state of peace. We surround the world in that state of peace.
Beautiful.
And it's a beautiful meditation. And
And the
I'm
more we do, the more we give peace out, the more that will manifest in the world.
That's right.
Oh,
That's right.
that is so beautiful.
I wanted to tell you I'm going to be doing a meditation retreat in Scotland next year. And yeah, and it's on my website, and I wanted to mention it because so many of your listeners are in the UK and might want to come. So
Wonderful. And give us your website again, please.
sure, it's Sonja, Sonja Grace, GRACE.com.
Lovely. Well,
Yeah.
Sonia, I'd just like to say thank you for your divine, truth and wisdom that you've given us today. And thank you for all of your healing that you're helping.